Welcome to Truth Is Now Treason. Today we are going to be covering what is happening in Eagles Pass.
I released a memo documenting 64 specific actions that the Biden administration has taken to undermine our border security and to promote the mass release of illegals and dangerous persons into our country.
That was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. He was talking about how the Sleepy Joe administration is doing everything it can to hurt our border situation. And we are Truth Is Now Treason. I'm Dietrich and she's Lennox. We're glad that you joined us.
And we want to talk about what is happening in Texas.
Yeah, Lennox, we know that you're a blonde, therefore you're not a genius.
And Dietrich, just a few days ago, you told your friend that he would be able to pull his truck into our rain-soaked backyard. And what happened? You had to call a tow truck to get you out, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
So as you can see, traders, Dietrich, my fellow brunette, may not be the brightest person in the world either. But do you know what blonde stands for?
Oh, but I'm sure you're going to inform us.
Absolutely. It's beauteous. Lovely.
Wait. Is beauteous even a word?
Yes. Of higher quality, nice damsel, exuding with superiority.
Well, you're exuding with something. I'm not sure it's superiority.
So that's exactly what you were thinking, huh? Oh. Beauteous, lovely, of higher quality, nice damsel, exuding with superiority.
Oh, that's definitely the thoughts that were crossing my mind.
But this whole Texas situation, it's not complicated, folks. There are people out there who are acting as if this is a complex situation and we just need so much more money to process all these people that are coming across. And we need to see it from different angles, don't we?
Nuance. We need more nuance.
But in reality, it's very simple.
Yeah, it's not that complex. But here's the Biden regime taking up gaslighting as a hobby. Now, these are clips from Karen, the spokesperson for Biden, and Mayorkas, who's the person directly responsible for border security. Listen to them gaslighting for the regime.
Eric Adams, the New York mayor, is saying about these migrants in New York City, any plan that does not include stopping the flow at the border is a failed plan. So why aren't you guys stopping the flow at the border?
We are stopping the flow at the border. If anything, what the president has been able to do on his own without the help of Republicans in Congress, something that he had to do on his own again because Republicans refuse to give the funding necessary to deal with a situation, a broken immigration system that has been broken for decades.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
In order to get the work done at the border, we need more resources. DHS needs more resources. Our Border Patrol agents need more resources. We need more immigration judges. We need more resources to get this done. House Republicans keep getting in the way of doing the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border. So they're obstructing. House Republicans are obstructing. That's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, these two are contradicting each other. They can't even get their gaslighting lies to coordinate with each other.
You know, Karen is saying that she can't shut down the border because of the Republicans.
And then we have Mayorkas saying that the border's closed.
And Karen's back at it again saying they would shut down the border, but those darn Republicans just keep getting in the way.
So which is it? I mean, can't you guys get your story straight? But I guess when being inept is your gift, you can't. You know, the fact is if you're paying any attention to what's happening at Eagles Pass, Texas, you can see they're both lying. The border's not closed. And it has nothing to do with House Republicans. It has to do with Sleepy Joe telling everyone to come on over. Remember, those are his words during a debate in the Democratic presidential primaries. He wanted this.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Obviously, if people voted for him, they weren't paying attention to what he was saying. I think they were more worried about Trump's tweets.
Tweets kill people.
I mean, that's just the most corrupt thing I've ever heard someone do is tweet about, especially about the truth. So If you did not hear about this story, there is a city at the border between the United States and Mexico and Texas called Eagles Pass. And at this specific area by the Rio Grande River, the state of Texas placed buoys in the river to prevent people from crossing the river into Texas. And they put razor wire also at the river's edge to prevent these individuals from crossing and entering our country illegally.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government is allowed to take this wire down. So the border's not closed, like Mayorkas says. He's fighting to keep it open. And Karen's gaslighting is again false. Texas is trying to shut the border down, but Sleepy Joe's trying to keep it open.
And so we have this horrible, incredibly unconstitutional ruling by the Supreme Court just recently. And we want you to understand what the Supreme Court actually did in this ruling. It ruled that the federal government could take down the wire, but it said nothing about whether or not Texas could put new wire up.
Yeah, as soon as the federal government were to take down this wire, Texas could be just 1 foot right behind them putting new wire up. This ruling did not prevent Texas from putting up new wire. It just said the federal government could take the wire down.
Which is silly, okay? But there are many in the media, you know, like Vox, a left-wing news source who we truly trust.
No doubt.
Not. The headline read, "The Supreme Court says, no, Texas can't use razor wire to restrain federal agents." And that's not even remotely what the Supreme Court ruled, and they know it. Listen to this clip from the Today Show that aired in January 29th, in regards to this story. This is yet again NBC doing its journalistic best, which in reality means nothing.
"As the influx of migrants continues at the southern border, Washington hoping a deal to stem the tide could be close.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly."
President Biden and lawmakers working on a bipartisan deal to expand the president's authority at the border. Lawmakers hopeful it can pass.
"We do have a bipartisan deal. We're finishing the text right now."
This despite former President Trump opposing the deal.
"I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill. A bad bill you can't have."
Mr. Trump condemning the deal in a flurry of Truth Social posts over the weekend, claiming without evidence there will be major terror attacks if migrants continue to come in.
There is so much to this that's completely bogus. Now, we're going to dissect this, but the first thing I want you to notice is that Biden says in this clip, "If that bill were law today, I'd shut down the border right now." Here are the facts regarding this. Biden does have the power to shut down the border, and he could do it right now.
Yeah, there are two pieces of legislation that were passed by Congress in 1996, and one is called the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, and the other one is the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act. These two acts allow the president to shut down the border and to prevent anyone from crossing it. Biden does have the power because these two laws were passed.
Yeah, he does not have to wait for some bill to happen so that he can shut down the border. So Biden lied, and NBC didn't call him out on it. Instead, they tried to pretend as if what Biden said was accurate.
So we know Biden is lying. That's a shocker. And now I want you to notice how the media is implying a lie about Trump. That's a shocker, too.
Yes, we're flabbergasted.
The media points out how he is against the recent bill that the Senate just tried to pass, but the House shot it down. But they're pointing out that Trump is against it. And while he's against it because it was a bad bill, this bill wouldn't fix anything. It would continue to allow people to cross into our country illegally. And the bill stated that they were going to allow 5,000 to 8,000 illegals into our nation per day.
And of course, the implication being made is that once that number comes across the border, they would then shut down the border. So what you're really saying is that you're able to shut down the border because you're saying you can shut it down after these 5,000 have crossed in a day. That amounts to 1.8 million people a year.
If you can shut down the border after 5,000 people cross, then you can surely shut it down if zero people cross, right? Biden can shut it down. The White House knows it. The media knows it. And they're just, actually, they're trying to blame other people.
Yeah. Yeah, that shows that this is a horrible bill. That is 100% why this bill should be shut down. And that's why Trump's against it. We do not need a bill that is a failure right off the block. But they don't want you to look at it that way. They want you to think this is the newest, greatest thing. And that Trump is only against it to help himself in the election.
And we do have laws on the books right now that allow the president of the United States to keep the border completely shut. But Biden doesn't like that law. That's not his goal. What is the job of the executive branch of government? It's to enforce our laws. That's what the president's job is to do. And Biden is intentionally choosing to fail at his job. That's an impeachable offense, folks. His choice to fail at enforcing the law is allowing countless Americans to die.
Yeah, Americans killed by fentanyl, Americans killed by illegals who have no business being here. You know, what Biden did on his first day in office has brought chaos to our southern border with an executive order reinstating the failed catch and release policy that Trump got rid of.
Yeah, this is why the city of Eagles Pass in Texas is fighting this federal government and is trying to secure our borders. They are a border town and they're being overrun. Our president doesn't care. In fact, it didn't like that Eagles Pass was putting the razor wire up to prevent these people from coming over here. And so he decided to do something. He decided to fight Eagles Pass instead of protect our borders. And so he asked the Supreme Court to rule on this. And this pack of what I call treasonous vipers sided with Biden.
Yeah, let's look at the Constitution. You know, the document that the Supreme Court is supposed to uphold. Let's see what it says. Let's look at Article 4. Now, this is the article that is about the relationship between the states. And it says this.
The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, it's all 50 states, a Republican form of government, and shall protect each one of those states against invasion.
It really doesn't get any simpler than that. The federal government is there for a reason, and it is to protect states from invasion. So do we have an invasion happening in our nation? According to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol's website, in the last 3 years, 6.6 million new illegals are now in our nation.
And that's a conservative figure. Those are just the ones that they are admitting to. It could be, and probably is, much worse. But Dietrich, if one Russian boot is on Ukrainian soil, we must send a whirlwind of U.S. taxpayer dollars to defend the Ukrainian border, but forget ours.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but if a Texan border town is getting overwhelmed by the illegals who are flooding the border, and they're doing something about it, well then Sleepy Joe must step in and prevent that town from protecting itself. That's a complete and total violation of the Constitution. We have a Supreme Court violating the Constitution. We have the president violating the Constitution, and the American people are the ones who are suffering.
But I want to stop here and just give a shout out to those House Republicans being led by Mike Johnson who are standing in the way of our border just being overrun permanently. Let's give a shout out to them. Let's pray for them that they will withstand this pressure because everybody is blaming them for this border chaos, and they should never have been put in this position at all. We should never have had a leader who opened up our borders and caused this chaos, and they're getting blamed for it.
And let's pray for Dietrich while we're at it, because I deal with the chaos of a woman who thinks that she's beauteous.
It's not just think, it's no.
Until next time, my fellow traders.